This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We launch into the second hour of the program with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
We're going to go right to your calls and thoughts coming up. Daryl, you'll be telling us about the latest on the Planned Parenthood undercover videos. There were, I guess, some activist group went in and made some undercover videos, highly edited, apparently,
yes,
and made it look like Planned Parenthood executives were trying to buy baby parts or something like that. Sell them. Anyway, this is like a year ago, and somebody's been indicted. One of the people involved in the video-making side of things has been indicted. So we're going to get to those calls and thoughts here, and you can of course, bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to Skype right now where Kylan is on the line in Guam. Kylan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to give a quick story about the state of public schools on Guam, and just it kind of shows what happens when you force kids to go to school, you know, when they don't want to go to school.
Sure.
Just about a half hour ago, we've had our 19th bomb threat in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is the ninth one in 2 days. So basically, the kids are using this. This is just the public schools. I think there was one military school where they did it. That was only once, though. But the kids are basically using this just to get out of school because they know that the adults, right, the state police or the Guam police are just going to react to it, and they get sent out of school. So, you know, they're just doing it to kind of get out a test, I think.
Wow. Well, I hope these kids realize that they're likely to see a massive overreaction if and when they're caught doing this.
Yeah, it's probably a felony. But then again, if you're under the age of 18, well, maybe there won't be as great of consequences for you. I don't know. Will they charge you as an adult for something like that? They might.
Probably.
Some of them, they're thinking about it if they're seniors, you know, if they're about 17 years old. Some of them are probably 18 already that are doing it.
I remember being back in high school. People talked about doing that. I don't know if anybody ever did. I don't think they did back in my day, but it was talked about. So it was definitely something that was considered back in the late 1990s. I would think it'd be harder to do these days with, you know, the ability for governments to track phone numbers probably more effectively today than in the past.
Well, there are ways to still hide your telephone number.
Are there? Even from the phone company?
They're kind of doing it in an old school way. They're scratching it on the bathroom stalls.
Oh, they're not calling in the threats. They're like leaving a threat for someone to find.
Yeah, the ones that called were the ones that got caught.
Yeah, interesting.
All they did was scratch it on the inside of a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
And they gave the date and time of when it would happen.
Fascinating.
So then at that time...
Because who's going to know? I mean, they're not going to put a camera in the bathroom stall, so I mean that's...
Yes, but now people are calling for that. People are calling for people to either be in the bathroom when kids are using the bathroom or putting cameras
Bathroom chaperones now in high school.
Oh, man. Do you have to tip bathroom
attendants when you're in high school? I don't know.
You know, I don't like those guys. Those guys are always so pushy in the clubs that I've been to with the bathroom attendant. Like, look, dude, I don't need you to hand me the towels.
I've never been to a bathroom with an attendant.
Yeah, they had attendants at a couple of raves I've been to. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it's one thing
ask to hold it for you. Like, let me hold that for you while you pee in the urinal.
Well, at least then they'd be doing you a favor. But you know, I can reach and grab my own paper towel. Thanks very much. You know, I don't need to be taken care of like that. I mean, I understand the bathroom attendant when you're at like a super ritzy high end place. That, you know, I get it. That's sort of what comes along with that. But we're talking about, like, a cheap, low-end club with some dude who's basically, like, looks like a bouncer sitting in the bathroom, essentially trying to intimidate people into giving him tips.
Yeah, well, probably effectively what he is a bathroom bouncer. Yeah. I think they're less interested in providing service at that point.
Probably
and more interested in providing security for the actual facility.
Well, at the very least, probably trying to stop people from having sex in the bathroom, which is probably fairly common.
Or at least get a tip when they do.
So, Kylan, are you just in high school? Are you, you know, in? Are you involved in this?
I'm not the one doing it. First of all,
no. I didn't mean are you. I didn't mean are you doing it. I mean, are you like in the high school where you are being taken out of the school? They're you know, evacuating.
Actually, I work at a private school, and I mean, the kids at my school, they are, you know, all saying the same thing. They're like, man, we would never do it here because if we did that here, they get kicked out. You know, and that's, I mean, it's a big deal if they get kicked out of a private school as opposed to a public school.
Interesting.
See, I've been kicked out of both, and it seemed pretty much the same to me. just a note.
Yeah, there's a huge... Well, yeah, I mean, like, the value of education, especially here on Guam, there's a lot, there's a pretty big community that values the education. So if they get in a private school, I mean, it's a shame on their family almost.
Sure.
You know, get kicked out.
How many people live in Guam?
About 160,000, I'd say.
And it's like, what, 14 hours ahead of Eastern time? So it's bright and early in the morning right there where you are?
No, it's 11:12 a.m.
Wow. And is Guam a territory or a protectorate?
Yes. Territory.
I don't know what the terminology is.
Daryl, I don't even live there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kylan, thanks for the call tonight, man. Thanks for waking up with Free Talk Live. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
It's 11 in the morning there.
It's 11 in the morning, but we started at 10.
That's early for Ian.
It is, actually, some days. Let's go to Max. He is calling from, you know what, I don't know if I asked him where Max is calling from. Max, you're on Free Talk Live, also via Skype.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight? It's a fine night for a radio show.
It is. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so we've kind of been trolling your chat a little bit, and we've called in and had some exchanges with you guys. I thought we'd been polite and conversational, but on the after show of Saturday's episode, you said Cantwell has sicked his minions.
I don't know who you are personally, so when you say...
Are you one of Cantwell's minions? Does Cantwell have any minions left?
He doesn't actually have minions. See, we organized this ourselves. And I just found that...
What did you organize?
You organized this phone call yourself?
Yes, I, you know...
What did you organize exactly? So you're saying you're a Cantwell fanatic. Would that be more accurate?
I wouldn't even say fanatic. I would say I'm a fan of his work. I'm a listener.
The fan is short for fanatic. Just so you know.
It's true.
Anyway.
That's fair.
So what was it that you were doing that you wanted to reveal?
It wasn't much of a reveal. We've been kind of messing around with the people in your IRC chat, but that's not the big deal. And we've called in. Several of us have called in over the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
And you didn't
Are you like a bad crank caller where you say the F word on the air, or are you like a good crank caller where you come up with something creative? I mean, I don't know who you are. It's the first time that, you know.
I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about why you wanted to advocate libertarianism to socialists, if you remember that call.
Okay.
Maybe you don't.
Were you calling as the same name? Because I don't know if I'd recall taking...
Yes.
Okay.
The only crank caller I remember was the guy that sounded like he was 12 that just kept saying the N-word.
He's on hold right now. That guy. Is he with you guys?
I don't know. You see, it wasn't this... Like, that's why I took issue with the Cantwell's Minions remark, because this is a grassroots movement, so to speak.
I gotcha. All right, well, I'll take it back. You're not a minion. You're a fanatic.
Okay, that's fine. I'm a fanatic as if that's
Are you one of the club?
I mean,
are you one of the people who have been sending insulting emails to Mark Edge?
No.
Okay, because he's been getting a lot of that.
I think that was what
fans.
He was talking about, was
yeah,
the
that's what Mark was referring
emails,
to.
Not telephone calls.
Yeah, right. The after show you're referring to, where it was Mark returning to the airwaves on Free Talk Live. We did a 50-minute long after show. Mark was referring to the insulting, rude emails that he's been receiving, presumably because some of them will mention Cantwell from some Cantwell fans. So
should
that's,
we... Should
and you're
you
right.
apologize for not noticing that these guys were trolling us? I mean...
No, he was trying to be polite.
I thought the conversation about socialism was good. Now, I don't know if you were going anywhere with this. If you were, stand by, Max. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, joining you here from Keene, New Hampshire, the LRN.FM studios. You've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And you're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Actually pretty busy on the Skype tonight. I also want to let you know about Liberty Health Share. It's a movement in healthcare today of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. JoinLHS.com is where you can go to get signed up. JoinLHS.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. We've got Max. He's on the line in, I don't know where, I forget where. Where are you, Max? I don't know if we asked you that before. Do we have Max?
Massachusetts.
Max in Massachusetts, calling in to reveal himself as trolling Free Talk Live with a group of an indeterminate size of people who are fans of Chris Cantwell.
Not necessarily the trolls that we thought.
There's multiple people who have trolled Free Talk Live. So
these are not the trolls we're looking for.
I like a good, good call, a good challenging call, whatever. So why call to reveal that tonight? What's the purpose?
The purpose is I just didn't like being referred to as a minion. You explained that. Then that's fine. And
the referral was specifically just for our listeners just tuning in. It was an after show that we did when Mark Edge took back his role on weekends here this weekend. Revealing that he'd been receiving lots of nasty emails from people. And I don't think Chris Cantwell instructed anyone to email Mark either, by the way. But there are some people who, will sort of do Chris's bidding, if you will. And Chris will usually make it clear that, like when we broke up with Chris the first time, he's a former co-host for people who, are new to the show here tonight. When we broke up with Chris the first time, he made it clear that he did not instruct his listeners to do anything to Free Talk Live. And that, in fact, he made the opposite of instructions and told them to leave us be. So that would suggest that Chris has given instructions at other times
for
the listeners.
Let me ask this question. Is that one of those wink, wink, nudge, nudge? I'm not asking you to do this, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, I think
somebody
Chris
wanted to do this, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm not saying do it.
No. He specifically asked his listeners to not come down on Free Talk Live after we had a breakup. So he made the specific request of his listeners to not do that, whereas the suggestion would be there that he has specifically requested his listeners to do things previously, in which case, would they be minions? Not really, because nobody's really mindless. They're doing what they want to do. So it was sort of an insulting thing to say, and I'm sorry for that.
All we're really trying to do is we're trying to get out a counterpoint. We're more on the right-wing populism tip. We're more,
what are you into when it comes to Cantwell? Is it the Trump-supporting side of Cantwell? Is it the misogynistic side? Is it the white supremacist?
Wow.
Is it the white supremacist side?
Oh, wow.
What part of it is
the poor guy, his eyeballs are going to pop out. Give him some slack. Let him breathe.
What part?
Really think?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I don't think. I'm just asking you what part of
Cantwell. You don't have an opinion. You just threw out some pretty big accusations. Is all.
Are you saying any of those are inaccurate statements?
Yes.
So you're saying Cantwell does not support Donald Trump?
He does support Donald Trump.
He does. Okay, so that one's accurate. So you're saying Cantwell is not talking on the radio about how he believes white people are supreme compared to black people?
I believe that is untrue. Yes.
That's interesting, because I'm pretty sure the reason he ended up having to leave Free Talk Live was because he said things about how black people were inferior.
That's not what he said even on your show, but okay.
Absolutely what he said in the Free Talk Live.
It's not what
yeah,
he
it was what he said in the Free Talk Live AMP forum. I was there for it. I saw it happen.
Okay. Well, he hasn't said anything like that in a public place.
He said that certain groups have genetic traits that make them he will not say inferior, but their genetic qualities are different, so they're not as smart They're more prone to commit crimes, and that's genetic. He doesn't use the word inferior or superior, but everything that he hints around it leads one to conclude that he is saying that some people are inferior and others are superior.
Well, it would be hard to argue that someone who is not as smart would be superior to someone who is smarter.
Correct.
Can I ask you this? If a black person is better at sports, does that make him superior to you?
That would make him superior at sports.
A superior athlete.
That doesn't make the person a better human being or a worse human being. Or
so then why does the why does it when it's IQ mean that? I'd just like to know.
I did say the person would be superior at sports, and what you would be saying then in that case is that the person would have a superior intellect if their IQ was higher, right?
Right. Which is that overall supremacy? I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, I think it's different to say that a particular individual excels at sports or a particular individual is intelligent than to say people with this skin color will be more intelligent than people with this other skin color.
Yeah.
And the place where Cantwell goes irrational from my point of view is, you know, I had a discussion with him where he was saying, well, men would make better bodyguards than women. And I said, okay, so you put an ad on Craigslist for a bodyguard, and, you know, you get two half-pint guys and Ronda Rousey. Which one are you going to hire? And he couldn't be brought to be said that he would to say that he would make the rational decision and hire the person who could actually fight. Instead, it was very important to him to hire the person whose gender he thought could, on average, fight better.
Yeah, and that's
and
where he fails,
that,
I think.
That's where he goes from individualist to collectivist. And he says, you know, it's better to hire somebody who's not as good a fighter because, on average, their gender is a better fighter.
So are you saying collectivism is always bad in every scenario?
I think that collectivism is
dangerous.
Generally, certainly it's dangerous.
It allows people to be sidelined as individuals. It puts the it focuses on these sort of general statements, which are may or may not be true when you zoom in on the individual level. And as liberty-minded people, we should be considering the individual, not the group. And and Cantwell making these statements leads him to have to defend his statements, because that's
what
he does. Hold on.
That
Cantwell making these statements leads him to defend those statements, and so he's looking up all these studies, and he claims he has all this evidence, and da-da-da-da-da. But really, all that matters to me is the individual. Anyway, go ahead, Max.
Well, what if we're not dealing with an individual? In specific, let's say we're looking at crime statistics.
I don't care what the statistics say. All I care about is what an individual does, and this is what separates us from Cantwell. Thanks for the call tonight, Max. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's why Cantwell isn't describing himself as a libertarian now. He's calling himself a conservative. He's a Trump-supporting conservative now.
Well, I'm glad he's calling himself conservative.
Yeah, that's what he told me when we went to the State House last week together. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you on the website. They're all completely free, so please enjoy at freetalklive.com. Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. Our Skype username, if you want to join us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, Skype username is lrn.fm, where we're going to go to Eli. He's calling from, I don't know if I asked him either. Oh, California. He did tell me that. Eli, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the radio.
So, I have this joke to tell you.
Is it going to be a joke that we're going to have to, you know, censor and then ultimately hang up on you, or are you going to keep it clean?
Keep it clean, I guess.
Okay, good idea. Go ahead.
All right. So, a talent agent is sitting in his office, okay?
Yeah.
A family walks in. Okay. It's an all-American family, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, a regular type family. And the talent agent goes, "Are you guys Jewish?"
What? He just hung up. Was that the joke?
I don't know what.
He just hung up.
What just happened?
I don't know. That sounded like it was going to be an offensive joke, perhaps, but I don't think we got to the punchline on that one.
I think
it was a foregone conclusion.
I think the punchline was to see what we did after he started telling a stupid joke and then hung up.
Weird.
Okay. Well, okay. Apparently this is what we do when you do that.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. One thing that is not a joke is someone getting brought up on charges, in this case, for making the undercover videos that were allegedly or alleging that Planned Parenthood was trying to, was it sell baby parts?
Yes.
So what happened, Daryl, or what is happening now with that situation? Where's the news coming from?
News comes from the Washington Post, and they are running the Associated Press article at 6:24 p.m. today is when this was
breaking
published.
News.
So this is kind of breaking news. A Houston grand jury investigating undercover footage of Planned Parenthood found no wrongdoing on Monday by the abortion provider and instead indicted the anti-abortion activist involved in making the videos that provoked outrage among Republican leaders nationwide. David DeLeiden, founder of the Center for Medical Progress, was indicted on a felony charge of tampering with a governmental record and a misdemeanor count related to purchasing human organs. Another activist, Sandra Merritt, was also indicted on a charge of tampering with a governmental record.
Wait a minute. Purchasing human organs? I thought that Planned Parenthood... So was Planned Parenthood actually selling human organs? Or I'm so confused.
Well, if you walk up to somebody and you say, hey, could you sell me some cocaine?
Uh-huh.
You've already broken the law because you're attempting
to... So conspiracy to purchase human organs.
It would be conspiracy or solicitation of some sort, yeah.
So he did not actually take delivery of some human organs. He attempted to purchase.
It does not appear that way.
Okay.
And if he would have taken delivery, there would have been a charge against the person that sold him the organ, and there was no charge against the Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. But it would certainly be interesting if they charged him with receiving it and not them with sending it.
All right.
Washington Post says it's the first time anyone in the group has been charged criminally since the videos surfaced last year. In a statement announcing the indictment, Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson did not provide details on the charges, including what record or records were allegedly tampered with, or why DeLeiden faces a charge relating to buying human organs. So this doesn't answer your question, because the district attorney is not providing details about why he's facing the organ buying charge.
Well, it sounds like he tried to buy some organs, so I guess that would, in the same way that when you're, like you're saying, with a prostitute,
right.
You don't actually have to go through with the sex act, it's just the making the deal.
But again, you know, the DA is not providing details,
saying,
here's what the charge
was. Happening, okay.
Anderson's
and the grand jury thought there was enough evidence to bring those charges.
Right. Anderson, that's the DA, said that it could not provide details until the documents charging DeLeiden and Merritt were formally made public, which is expected later today. Anderson did say, we were called upon to investigate allegations of criminal conduct by Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. As I stated at the outset of this investigation, we must go where the evidence leads us. The Anti-Abortion Center for Medical Progress has released several covertly shot videos of Planned Parenthood officials discussing the handling of fetal tissue from abortions. The center claims Planned Parenthood illegally sold fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood officials have denied any wrongdoing and have said the videos were misleadingly edited.
And so far, no one there has been actually brought up on any kind of charge.
Correct. And that's actually the investigation that the DA launched was into the entire thing to see if Planned Parenthood did anything wrong, and they found out that the guy that did the video did some stuff wrong.
Interesting.
A phone message left seeking comment from the center was not immediately returned. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called footage from the Planned Parenthood clinic in Houston, quote, repulsive and unconscionable. It showed people pretending to be from a company that procures fetal tissue for research, touring the facility.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also opened his own investigation into the videos. Abbott said the indictments will not impact the state's investigation, adding that Texas will, quote, continue to protect life. Although they don't really protect life when they execute hundreds of people all the time.
The Texas government?
Well, they're not protecting life when they're protecting dead flesh from being sold either. I mean, it sounds like this guy is claiming he's from a place that can legally do research with fetal tissue, and if you're going to buy fetal tissue, who else would you buy it from but besides Planned Parenthood or another abortion provider? So it sounds like
you would go to a hospital that has, you know, well, one of these NICUs with a very low infant recovery rate.
That's an option. Yeah, but Planned Parenthood would be another one.
Okay, then you would be dealing with a body of somebody who had been born previously.
Right, and most of the abortions where they're getting the tissue, they do these, you know, like partial birth sort of extraction things. So the baby is
born. I thought they almost never did partial birth abortion. That's what I tell you.
In late third trimester.
Okay, so it's only in the case where the mother's life is in danger then, because you can't even do it that late.
No, the mother's life is not in danger when they're doing these late third trimester things.
They can because do a they're third almost, trimester abortion without the mother's life being in danger?
Yes. That's why there's been debate about it for years. Because you're basically having the baby be almost completely born. You're holding part of the baby still inside of the mother so that you can then wind up slicing the spinal cord at the base of the neck.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy.
I don't know. As a Darwinist, I figure if a mother tells me that you know, her baby isn't fit to live, who am I to say she's wrong? You know.
Well, it's none of my business. I mean, I just try to say, it's like, hey, it's your body, it's your life, you should be able to do what you want with it. And as far as I'm concerned, people should be able to buy and sell organs, so I don't think the dude should be brought up on charges in this particular case. I don't know what the falsifying the documents thing was about. And
right, and the DA didn't provide any details on that either.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your thoughts, and apparently you do, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Already some folks ready to talk about the Planned Parenthood thing. So we'll get to you, and you can also join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to sell your organs, you should be able to sell them. And if somebody got some, you know, leftover organs from some medical procedures, then they're just going to throw them out otherwise.
If you want to make an offer on my kidney, let me know.
It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and also you can Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. Tonight with you, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a YouTube channel. You can watch the show now live streamed on YouTube. So somebody asked for this. I hadn't even really thought about doing it, and then they said put it out there. You guys should do this. Okay. Actually, it turns out it's not that hard to do it at all. So we've been live streaming now for a few weeks, and you can hit the live stream by going to youtubelive.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you right to the stream. It's our YouTube channel, which also has the archives, like more than a year's worth of video archives of the show are on the YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch rather than listen, you can do that with Free Talk Live. And if you just want to listen, you get live streams as well as archives that you can download over at freetalklive.com. And it's all for free. Let's go to Phil listening in Bridgewater, Maine. Phil, it says here you're listening on the radio. Are you listening to WXME 780?
Yes.
Oh, it's good to know we're on that station. I had no idea we were still there. So thanks for the heads up on that. Go ahead, Phil.
I just want to say that I do believe that Planned Parenthood was selling body parts. And basically, I think everybody should be concerned, especially Christians and Jews, that because there are people out there who actually worship Satan and will use animal parts. They use them already, and I'm sure they would use human baby parts.
Now, there are a lot of rumors.
Now to say that should be a concern, that implies that these Satanists are actually accomplishing something by doing these rituals. So do you think that Satan is actually coming and doing their bidding?
Well, I believe in Satan. That's for sure.
Oh, okay.
We'll find out when we all die if he does exist. It should be. I can't believe that, like, preachers aren't talking about that kind of thing, because
he might exist for you because you believe in Satan, but maybe not for everybody else. It seems like a man-created concept to try to keep people in line and try to keep them obedient. But let me ask you a little further about this, because you don't really hear very much these days about real Satanists. You know, there's the Satanic Temple, there's the Church of Satan, right, there's another Satanist group, but these are all actually like humanist atheists. They're not really Satanists. They're not actually worshiping Satan. They're not doing, sacrificing goats or whatever, that kind
of
thing.
As far as you know.
Well, that, as far as we know, right? There aren't any, there's no footage of it. There's no, there's nothing out there to really.
It's not in the brochures.
Yeah, I mean, they don't come right out and say they even worship Satan. They talk about other things that make it sound like they're really just, you know, humanist atheists rather than Satanists. And you never really heard this stuff. The last time I heard anything about it was like back in the 80s in elementary school. You'd hear stories about Satanists in the woods who are conducting ceremonies like dark masses and dark rituals and things like that.
There's the one guy running for Senate down in Florida that talked about going out into the woods and sacrificing a goat and a bunch of LSD.
Yeah, he did talk about that. But you generally don't hear it very often. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil. So what have you heard? I mean, is there anything like, is there any hard evidence that there are actually satanic rituals being done on any kind of regular basis anywhere?
A couple of years ago on the Canadian broadcast radio, they were talking about actual human, live human baby sacrifices in India. It's been a couple of years ago, but... By
Indian Satanists?
Yes.
Now, is there a different Indian Satan? Are these people who worship Shiva the Destroyer? Because I don't recall them having like a cloven-footed, horned devil-type Satan. So
Satan exists all over the place. I mean,
well, just because you assert that Satan exists doesn't mean that Satan actually exists. And you did sort of dodge Rich's question about these Indian sacrifices. I mean, generally, I'm no expert on Hinduism, but I've done a little bit of reading about it, and I agree with Rich. They don't have Satan over there. So are you talking about some very, very small sect of Indian? Let me get my question out. Are you talking about a very, very small sect of Indian Satanists?
Obviously, to me, because they didn't really go into it too much. They do come up with some stuff like that on that.
Who's they?
The Canadian broadcast.
The Canadian broadcast.
To be seen.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you're right there on the border of Canada, so you can actually hear Canadian radio stations.
Yes.
So you heard something about people sacrificing goats or whatever in India, and the Canadian broadcasters claimed that they were Satanists, or did you presume that they were Satanists?
I presume.
You know what happens when you assume, right?
Well, in Browns Mills, New Jersey, in the early 1981, about 1981 or 1982, have a couple of brothers that saw like a camp in the woods. They have like a pine forest area in Browns Mills, New Jersey, and they had animal parts all over the place, according to my brothers.
Like the Jersey Devil. Legend of the Jersey Devil, and that sounds like what you're describing.
Is that like
here
the
about
Tasmanian Devil?
No, the Tasmanian Devil is an actual thing. No, the Tasmanian Devil is an actual animal. The Jersey Devil's like El Chupacabra. It's something
that's a legend, right? A legendary.
It's a legend. Nobody's ever seen it, but people just see like, oh, here's a dismembered animal. It must have been.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank, whatever your imagination comes up with.
It sounds like you've been jumping to some conclusions there, Phil. I mean, wouldn't you admit that?
I'm saying possibility.
Well, there are a lot of possibilities. It's possible that the aliens did it, too.
Well,
it's possible that this conversation is not even happening in reality, but only in the imaginations of each of us individually.
I wouldn't imagine this conversation if I was imagining one.
Well, you can deny it all you want, because when everybody will.
I'm just asking you questions, man. I didn't say I believed what you were saying, but that doesn't mean that I'm denying what you're saying.
You're saying that what you're saying is possible, and we're saying that it's possible that anything is possible.
What is probable?
They could be Buddhists.
But is it real?
Buddhists? Yes, those who worship the visible Buddhists.
The exorcist was based on a true exorcism.
saying an exorcism was true doesn't actually mean that the exorcism was true. If what you're saying is that someone went to an exorcism and something appeared to occur in a historical sort of manner, then okay, there have been people who've claimed to have been involved in exorcisms, but that doesn't mean that in point of fact a demon existed in the first place and further was exorcised from someone's body. There's no way to prove that kind of thing. You do understand that, right?
No, because of course, because the devil is a spirit. You can't. It's hard to prove a spirit. It's hard to prove God too, but if you don't have faith, you can't believe.
Well, I do believe in God. I'm actually a minister in the Shire Free Church, but that doesn't mean that I subscribe to the whole demons thing that some people do.
Well, that's if you believe in the Bible, then you believe in the devil.
Well, just because you believe in God doesn't mean that you believe in the Bible either. I think there's some good stuff in the Bible.
I believe the Bibles exist.
I think there's some good stuff in the Bible, but I think there's also some terrible things in the Bible as well.
And the word believe is really a strange word in the English language, because the caller earlier said that he believes in Satan, but I don't
think... caller?
Yeah, this caller... But I don't think you would say that you believe in Satan the same way that you believe in Jesus. Is that accurate? But you're using the term believe for both.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, why wouldn't he believe in the same level? I mean, if he believes in Jesus, he would believe in Satan equally, I would think, right?
Well, but sometimes people say believe in Jesus as synonymous of follow Jesus.
Right. So
I'm a believer... generally means I'm faithful.
I see, as opposed to believing that they exist.
Believing in Satan doesn't necessarily mean that you consider yourself a fan.
I see.
Right, so when you say you believe in Satan the same way you believe in Jesus, are you saying that you believe that Satan is part of the Trinity? Or are you saying that you believe that Satan is the Messiah?
I believe in them equally, as far as they exist, equally.
Yeah, he was saying that they exist.
Okay,
I got you.
Equally.
Phil, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Sure. It's not very often that, and thanks for the call, it's not very often that you hear someone talking about Satanism and, like, actual sacrificing of animals and babies, etc. I got to say, it's pretty rare that somebody will make those claims.
Yes.
But I imagine that within the most fundamentalist circles of Christianity, these rumors are likely spread on a fairly regular basis. We just, we don't hang with those folks, so we don't hear it. But I bet he hears it all the time. The toll-free number is, did you see the cow parts that were strewn about in the forest the other week? It must have been the Satanists. Well, that's, kind of jumping to a conclusion there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It could have been the leprechauns. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.